Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 397. As this week we bring you the conclusion of TNA Bound for Glory 2006. Hello, you people, and happy Easter. I am Pat McNeil. I am joined by my co-host, the other half of the Watch Along Tag Team Champions of the World, Shane Shadows. Shane, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to 2006, and see if Jeff Jarrett can end Sting's wrestling career?
It's been what I've been hoping for all year for my Easter gift. Absolutely.
Yes, I'm thrilled. Speaking of great Easter gifts, I don't know whether Shane has caught what's going on with our poll right now. And but by the time you're listening to this, everybody will know what we're going to be covering next. Moving out to first in the poll. ECW television from August 13, 1996 with ECW at Corkin Hall. So,
wow.
That'd be a one-hour episode. That'd be a one-hour episode, which means we'll have to go through this whole voting. If that wins, we have to go through this whole voting thing again next week.
Okay. Well, yep.
We'll worry about that next. The other thing we'll worry about is Thanks to the fine nation of Canada for putting us back in their top 100. Or did I mention that last week?
I don't think you mentioned that.
Top 100 wrestling podcasts in Canada still. Yeah, we're back again. So thank you, everybody.
Top 100 wrestling, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And I guess that happens when you have two Canadian heroes headlining last week or after you do like a string of shows with Bret Hart and Owen Hart and, you know. And segue into a bunch of Canadians, but it still works.
Yeah, how do you account for the different spikes of these different countries? And
I don't. I know that on average, let's say like we did the three WrestleMania episodes. There are people who like to wait until we get all 3 hours done and then just download them all and go through them all at once. So generally that week is going to be heavier than, you know, the two before it, but there's if you go through the daily stuff, there's almost no rhyme or reason to it.
So. Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain these constant Switzerland bumps and
Taiwan getting hot and then, you know,
It seemed like it was a great thing.
Thanks to everybody, no matter where you are. And a reminder that more stuff is available, obviously, on patreon.com/waybackplayback, as we will explain, no doubt, during the break. So this is where we, this is the part where we go over the ratings for, I don't have this loaded up right. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm woefully unprepared this week, so we're working around that, everybody. Right, let's try this. That's what I'm looking for. No, I don't want to. No. Stupid.
Well, while Patrick works through all these different things, folks, let me remind you once again that the Wayback Playback Trucker hats are available and on sale.
Thank you, Shane.
$25. Any shipped for free anywhere in the continental U.S. So please do not hesitate to grab your Wayback Playback hat while supplies last.
Mm, yes. Don't hesitate at all. Okay. Yes, so
never hesitate. He who hesitates is lost.
That's true. Okay. All right. So, this is where we give the reviews of the show a little bit early, but I think we can handle that. All right. So, Brian Alvarez of Figure Four, the Wrestling Observer's Wrestling Observer covering this show is not available in its archives yet, but we have Brian Alvarez's Figure Four recap. And really, since Brian deserves some subscribers too, I don't want to rip his entire rant on because, you know, that's not fair to him. But I'll go for the last paragraph. Sure, there are odds stacked against them, but it's not like those who have followed this company for 4 years sit back and think, wow, they're doing everything right, and for some reason it just won't work. There have been problems from day one. There are problems today, and pointing them out aren't the actions of an enemy. No one wants TNA to die. Pointing out problems and suggesting alternatives will do far more to help the company than blindly defending every action and blaming outside forces for their continued failures. So, according to Brian, the top match on the show, we already saw Senshi versus Saban at 3¾ stars. The worst match on the show, Eric Young and Larry Zbysko at -1 star. Let's see. I am waiting for my Torch newsletter to load on the computer here. But meanwhile, Wade Keller in the PW Torch, his ratings, he gave the cage match 4 stars. When we're about to see that cage match, in fact. And gave the Eric versus Larry match was the lowest, but it goes under no rating because it was so short, which I guess is all right. And I'd give you the long version of Wade's rant, except again, just waiting for this stupid thing to load, and it's going to take forever. So why don't we move on then? And let's see, we can and after the break here, we'll go ahead and start the third and final hour of Bound for Glory. Hi, and we're back. I'm Pat McNeil. He's Shane Shadows. How you doing, Shane?
I'm wonderful, Patrick. I'm looking forward to what we're about to take on here.
So we got to talk. First thing we got to talk about is the Wayback Playback Trucker hats.
Absolutely.
The mere $25, and you contact Shane to purchase one?
Yes. Anywhere in the continental United States between now and Easter, and actually I think we'll extend that deal through Memorial Day weekend.
If you want to extend the deal through Memorial Day weekend, I think we can do that.
We have that liberty, and I think we're just going to go ahead and exercise it. We're going to extend the deal for your weekend anywhere in the continental U.S. It ships for free, $25. The beautiful brand new logo on a complete trucker hat with the mesh backing. If your head's too big to fit in, I apologize, but otherwise it's adjustable, so you can make it fit.
Well, hopefully we don't have people whose heads are that big, but you never know. We invite you to check that out. Also, I'd like to point out that we have a patron. It's at patreon.com/waybackplayback. And I'd like to welcome our newest member, Andrew from New York, who joined the Time Travelers tier this past week. Way to go, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you so very much.
Yes.
Appreciate the support. To me, when people pay for the extra tiers, it's telling me that they're enjoying what they're hearing on a week-to-week basis, and hopefully I'm contributing something strongly to those type of decisions. So thank you, and tell your friends and tell your family.
Yes, tell your friends about the show and your family. That's always welcome here. Now, something that we are going to do, and something we talked about before, if you're in the Time Traveler tier, the $4.89 a month gets you our shows, the complete archive of our shows, gets you the shows in advance and the shows without commercials, which are which are three very cool things. We're also going to throw in one of our bonus episodes, just your access to it as a thank you for joining us here on Patreon at patreon.com/waybackplayback. And I'm going to extend this offer through all 3 weeks of our TNA Bound for Glory watch along. The episode that we're going to give you is the one, the bonus episode we're going to give you is the one we just completed, the 2-hour and 35-minute watch along of Heroes of Wrestling, the 1999 pay-per-view that myself, Bob Cook, and Shane Shadows just finished up. And such memorable matches as George the Animal Steel against Greg Valentine, Tully Blanchard versus Stan Lane, and of course, Jimmy Snuka versus Bob Orton, and the main event as it aired on DirecTV. And you can watch along on YouTube. You don't need Peacock or the network. It's sort of the perfect storm for you, folks. If you anybody who wants to see that instead of part two of WrestleMania or in addition to part two of WrestleMania, absolutely, we would love to have you here.
I don't think there's any doubt that the effort is put in here on a week to week basis to put the strongest, most observant, intelligent, and entertaining effort that we have between collectively the two of us, which more is the pity. But again, people, we enjoy doing the show. We're glad you enjoy listening to the show. And we're going to bring you all kinds of stuff. We've been talking, Patrick and I, we've got all kinds of plans for this program coming up. We're only going to get bigger onward and upward with the all-new Way Back Playback.
Because there's no point in doing the show without an audience. And we love our audience. And we'd like to thank you very much. And we're back. Shane's back. I'm back. Let's get this started here. We're just three episodes away from episode 400, and we are on TNA Bound for Glory 2006, part two. Yes, if you're on the third hour of the show, and we are starting at. Oh, hold on. There's an ad break that keeps popping up in the middle of this when I try to get to the right point, Shane. So this will be fun.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
I know we almost never. As annoying ad breaks go, this is definitely annoying. Okay, so can I go back now? Can I just play this? All right, here we go. Shoot. Okay, come on, you foolish machine. All right, once we get there, to the back, Jeremy Borash. Blah 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 blah. Okay, here we go. All right, so I'm at 38 minutes 57 seconds. We've got a shot of Hernandez's back with his LAX 5150 in La Cabeza T-shirt. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, same spot.
We are all there. We're getting ready to do the last two matches of this show together. And we're all going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. And here we are. All right, JB is here. Conan is here. Homicide and Hernandez are here.
Yep. You know, at least these guys look like something. And I'm not going to kid. That's not a joke. I mean, they look like
they're
there for a reason that they're. Conan has always been an exceptionally underrated promo.
Right.
And I, keeping it 100%, of course, you know, is a fun podcast to listen to. I think Conan is a very smart, very insightful guy.
Well, our own Joe Feeney is the producer of that and appears on there every so often, actually every show. So
sounds great. I don't know Joe Feeney.
Joe Feeney runs the Creative Control Network, which distributes this podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. And say hi to Tony and for us.
And maybe he can get us in tight with Dutch Mantel, because that's probably...
I think it would be great. Is Dutch still a podcast now?
Dutch's podcast is actually on Creative Control Network.
Oh, wow. I have to take a little bit closer of a look.
As does Tom Pritchard, I could add.
Oh, the good doctor.
Yeah. So, well, we're getting hot here. All right. Well, I didn't mean to walk over this promo, but yeah, they're ready for this match. They're ready to go after the tag belts. And now it's time to they have to get the cage up. The cage is being erected as we speak, Shane.
Oh, this is a little throwback to the old days when I was a kid going to the matches and
so forth.
Just instead of lowering the cage from the top of the building, they had to take an intermission and set it up and let the crowd stir. And
I know. There's something to this. I will admit, lowering the cage is cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah, especially with the music.
Dun, 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 dun. WWE is giving the cage its own music.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, the World Series was right here in Detroit. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, that was
the
year
phenomenal AJ presents. Yeah.
Yeah. Detroit peaked too early and had to sit out for a week.
And in the article about AJ, shockingly, they talk about TNA. Yes, of course they do.
Was it the previous year he made that appearance? Yeah, because that was the year the White Sox won, and that was 05. Yes, okay. So my dog has kicked open the door here to the studio, which also doubles as my
Is that the forbidden door, Shane?
Yeah, it is, so to speak. You know.
Okay.
The green door.
All right. Well, the cage is one half up. Three sides of steel have been constructed. So let's do the video.
They're getting things done quickly. That's good.
Okay. And there's the video package, which is going to help us because there's no way we could remember all this. It's the barbaric six sides of steel.
I'm seeing all kinds of great talent. Cornette, LAX, Chris Daniels, AJ.
Yeah.
All kinds of great talents here. Yep. I've always been partial to the press conference. I like the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I like that so much better than like these guys constantly doing these in-ring interviews.
I like the press conference
idea. Yeah, I like that idea. It's like I think to me, at the very least, it creates the illusion that this is something that you should want to see.
Right.
Because once you have the in-ring conflict, it's kind of been done. You know, I kind of am of the opinion that you should kind of tease the in-ring conflict. That should be what you pay to see as often as possible.
Agreed. There we go. He's fighting his way backstage.
I used to like it when they did like the local promos too. When they did the cage matches, they would always bring in the piece of steel and the guys would stand behind it. And some guys would get creative and bring a tomato or shred a head of lettuce or something on it just to kind of, put that element of look how quickly and how ugly this could be.
I think this was heel Savage, either when he was challenging Hogan, where he was like hanging upside down from the, he was hanging upside down from the cage.
Huh. I don't remember that one, but I can believe it.
It's like, yeah.
I used to see, all kinds of guys do them and I liked it.
Innovation is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not great. YouTube commercials, but well,
okay. Yeah. I'm still watching the commercial from the show, The Six Sides of Steel.
Okay, here we go. Well, okay, so we were interrupted. Okay, that commercial is over, and we're back to, I guess, the video package, and geez.
Actually, this ought to be a hell of a match.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. So, that's the talent certainly there.
I haven't seen it in, over 15 years. Okay, here we go. Well, are we there yet? I think so.
Are we there? Where are we heading? What vacation are we on here?
Yeah. All right, there we go. Oh, okay, they've got it. They've got the sides there. They're just trying to make sure everything's like secured.
They're keeping everything tight and making it right.
Which is good. That's what they should be doing.
Yes. Doing it right, making it tight, doing it right today, so they don't have to do it later on tonight. So,
no kidding,
ladies and gentlemen. Don West looking sharp. I hope Don's health makes a turn for the better.
Yeah,
he was a nice man. He was.
He is. Yeah. And Don West for somebody who just went in cold and not really a wrestling business guy. He took to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun business when you can get excited about it. I think sometimes it's like the guys who've been around it or seen so much, it's hard to constantly get excited about it.
Right.
Because you're always kind of expecting something bad or you hear so.
Right.
There is no entertainment or sports business that has more naysayers in it than pro wrestling as far as fandom. And that's an absolute fact, in my opinion. That's dumb to say, but wrestling fans are very, there's such a big segment of them that are just so, such naysayers.
Well, it's definitely
they hate everything.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but you know, I mean, there is the after a while, you know, you start to, there's stuff you've seen before, and you know,
everything's been done before at right. one level or another. It's, you know, like at least these guys were attempting TNA during this period, who took such a bashing. I think at least they were attempting to take things seriously and perpetuate a serious product for the most part. I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of goofiness and ha-ha in a wrestling promotion. It's
yeah, Mike Tenay is not really going to, you know, not really the guy to announce a comedy wrestling promotion anyway. So
yeah, for the NWA Tag Team,
Championship.
It wasn't the TNA Tag Team Championship
yet. Not yet, no. It's a border brawl. Okay. Last month they had an Ultimate X match.
Okay, so these two teams had had several matches before this.
This is supposed to be the blow-off. Not to spoil this, but on Impact coming up the week after the show, the Naturals are finally going to get their tag team title shot. So.
Well, that's the Naturals. They're not involved in this, are they?
No, they're not. I don't remember them being involved in this.
Yeah.
They're just the number one contenders who lost the number one contendership earlier tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We did that the other week. Hernandez was in locally for a local promoter recently, as in within the last 4 or 5 months.
Big and athletic dude.
Yes. And didn't make a great impression on him for several different reasons. And I'm not going to put anybody up. Yeah. One person in particular didn't care for the way he behaved on a personal level.
Okay.
You know? I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen a ton of his matches.
Okay.
So
most of what I've seen has been like from here. So.
Right. I mean, this combination here, Homicide was known for his wild and crazy antics and so forth like that. And obviously, Hernandez's position here is as the heater, and Conan
he's
the base and he's the mouthpiece, and that's. It's good if you have a good balance like right. that. You know, you got the work rate guy, you got the heater guy, and you got the mouth. You know, if you got two work rate guys, I mean, you're beyond lucky. Right. You know,
that would be the other team.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've seen very few guys just as naturally. Who has just such great fluid movements in wrestling is Christopher Daniels.
Yeah. He is He is fantastic. I know he's a heel in the promotion that Jim Valley is ring announcing for up in the Northwest, and maybe we'll hear about that when Jim drops by in a few weeks. So but of course he's I mean, when I've interviewed him, he's always been a professional, and you know, can't ask for much more than that. Show up on time.
Absolutely. Show up on time. You do what you're asked to do.
Yeah.
No, your ego comes from how good you want to be at it. Doesn't come from winning right. and losing. You know, and he always had a very unique look. He had like a super yes. villain kind of a look, that Marvel Comics Professor X type gimmick.
Yeah,
you know, that type of thing. AJ, what can you say about AJ other than one of the true top workers?
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I would say top five workers of the last 20 years. In the ring.
I mean, if I had a criticism of him, it would be maybe, you know, in this decade, he shouldn't have taken some of the bumps he took. That's all I got. That's all I have, really.
When that's what guys do when they're young. They're glad to be there. They like higher risk, and his matches now are far better without all the risk. Mm-hmm. And he's older and he's wiser. That's, you know, when you're young, well, you wrestle a lot. When you get older, you learn how to work. Yeah. And we're in it.
Reputation and yeah. Now
we're in it here, and these guys are at it.
Yep. That's good. That's good because of all the times you have intense grudge matches and they start out and they're just, you know,
kidding around and dicking off and this and that and the other thing. Watch out, Chris. Put his head down. Nicely done there.
Yeah.
And let's go. Get it and
yep. All right. And now 2-on-1 on Hernandez, which just makes sense.
You better. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, with as well as they know each other in real life, you know, I mean, once they became a tag team, there was a lot of synchronicity there you wouldn't necessarily get from throwing together tag teams. On the other hand, it's going to be hard to make fun of this. So, well, I mean, there'll be stuff on the show we can make fun of. But okay, there we go. They're still making tags. Okay, this isn't just like a Texas Tornado cage match.
Big drop kick.
Yep. Very nice.
Beautiful. I like the. Yeah, one of the better drop kicks in wrestling history. This is almost reminiscent of Doug Furness, which is one of the best ones I ever saw. Mm-hmm. See, these guys are not. I mean, action, action, action. That's what this match is. But,
yes.
And that's the way they work, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now we've eliminated the Texas Tornado aspects, and now we've went to a traditional.
It's a cage match, yeah. and cage matches are traditionally designed to keep outside interference out, which means Conan.
Yes. Yes. And of course, they very rarely actually do.
That's
but
true.
The fundamental idea of it is that this is going to be the match that no one's going to get in. No, only the winner's going to walk out. You know,
right.
We've exhausted every possibility of settling this thing like civilized human beings. And now it's going to get ugly.
Now, well, given this is the third gimmick match in 3 months, then I think we've thrown out the possibility of selling it like civilized human beings.
Right. We'll see what that's about. But you so oftentimes they have these matches where they like these matches as gimmicks, so they'll put like 9 guys in it. And at that point, it's a match looking for, you know, or it's a stipulation.
It's a gimmick looking for a match, yeah.
Yeah. And then that's what it just becomes about, people diving and doing personal conflict is to me far above anything else you can do. And listen, you know, and I don't have to say it, or, you know, well, I guess we do say because people are listening. I've been promoting and promoting wrestling for 25 years. And sometimes you just create things to try to keep interest, but.
Yes.
And I've done those kind of matches, but by and large, these kind of matches here should be done for we have tried everything and we're trying to finish it.
Right.
But you also have to keep people invested. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the ways that you keep fans invested past the first match. In a lot of cases, is going into the gimmicks, going into the boxing gimmicks, if you will, coming off the top here. What are we doing? Oh, electric chair there by Hernandez.
I'm not going to get a doomsday device. They're just like.
Too good. Good.
All right.
And now a handful of face here on the Fallen Angel, who had one of the really cool looking action figures from that old TNA line.
Well, that's
belly all over the top belly, the belly. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
And I'll tell you what, had Homicide on the podcast, and for his, you know, for all of his reputation, he knows he's a professional. You know, he knows what to do.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, I mean, I know that there were some different problems with him over the years at different places. And of course, now we got to have a commercial break right here. Okay, 2-1, and then we're back.
Tres Amigos. Nope, we're going to.
There's.
Oh, Conan slipped him something. See there? Conan slips him something through the opening of the door and the. Yep.
I would have really liked to have seen.
It's a fork. It's just a fork.
Yeah, let's work it. Yep. Let's work it. Let's work at that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
See, now if you get a really genuinely sympathetic baby face, this is gold. Right. And again, I don't know, as great of a worker as I think Christopher Daniels is, I don't know that he fits that criteria. Mm-hmm. He almost seems more like a character baby face in this match. Again, not remembering necessarily all the build up to how we got here.
Well, he's the guy that, if you remember the video package, he's the guy that got worked over by LAX when they locked Styles out of that caged area backstage, I guess.
Okay, right. But I would say that by nature of his usual gimmick, Christopher Daniels is a heel.
Yep, generally.
And so in a situation like this.
But on that team, I don't know that there's necessarily is a Ricky Morton, although I'm sure, you know, AJ does most everything well, so. But he's not always the face in peril. Oh, geez.
What do we got here? Oh my!
Yes.
I bet you that burns like hell.
Uh huh.
Of course, it's probably water, but I mean,
well, yeah. But if it wasn't,
the idea,
Oh yeah. Which Mike Tenay made that exact point just a second after you did. So, we got Conan up against the cage here. We got Daniels up against the cage, and wait a minute.
Good camera work.
Yeah.
Lowering that boom in there.
Yeah.
Look out. Nice. There we go.
All right. AJ's ready. Hernandez is ready. And we're going to see the replay.
Show me the replay, but let's build the heat. That's
all right.
I mean,
while we're showing the replay, apparently we missed the hot tag. So,
did we? Okay. Yeah. Well, then that was Jesus.
And that was pointless.
I don't feel like we were ready for it anyway. So, well, I'm arguing that I guess it doesn't matter because we didn't even see the damn thing in the first place. Nicely done there by AJ. Just so smooth. Look at this horse. Good Christ. Look at the size of this guy.
Yeah. That's why they eventually made him a single and called him Super Mix.
Yeah.
Which is not as clever as they thought it was, by the way.
No, of course it wasn't. Clever's overrated. Double clothesline. The Spanish team is down. Daniels back into the fray here, shooting Homicide off. Look out, up and over. Oh, right on the tailbone. big clothesline from the
Now they've got Hernandez. Oh.
Double clothesline. Come on.
Okay.
But they made that look too easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a good cutoff spot. I mean, if we're not going home, we need to. A good cutoff spot would have been for that big dog just to cut right through those guys. Chop them down with a double clothesline.
Well,
it's just an opinion.
They're getting the double. Yeah, they're still getting the double teams in. There we go. All right. Okay, now trying to work over Hernandez some more. That's again makes sense. But now we've broken down in Tulsa here. So.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Don't look now, but I think Christopher Daniels has the fork.
He looks like he's got it. Oh, camera cut just in time. Camera cut just in time. They missed it.
Good.
But I tell you what.
Not this time.
Sometimes it's just, oh my.
Okay. And back comes. All right. All right. Let's see what Daniels has.
Oh.
Homicide cuts him off. And.
Big boot. AJ ducks, misses one, kicks one instead.
Ooh. All right, so. Oh.
Now there you go.
Now we've got everybody down.
And the crowd chants for the promotion.
Right. Well, the crowd's been taught they're supposed to chant for the promotion, so.
Yeah, instead of the people involved, yeah. The initials aren't going away, most likely.
Yeah.
But the talent will.
They did, actually. But well, that's another story.
Yeah.
All right, AJ's going up. Only problem is, this isn't WWE. You cannot win the match by exiting the cage. Unless they screwed up and changed it again. I don't know. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know, but I am impressed with this camera work. I mean, this cage is 8 feet, 10 feet tall off the apron, and the camera's lowered in and out.
That is good. I mean, especially given that they're in a strange building. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. You can't really fault.
We're only gonna do this spot apparently. Okay.
Oh holy shit! Oh my god!
Yes. That's
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
And you guys
nice work by Hernandez. Yeah. Yet again.
It doesn't tickle.
It's also not the finish.
Broken up. How do you top that, though? I mean,
well, I guess we're gonna try.
To me, the only way it gets better from there is if Kodan sends in the gimmick or something, or sends in the powder. You mean you can't out spectacular that what you just saw.
All right.
At least I don't think so.
We're going to do everybody hits their finish. No, wait. What we're not going to do everybody hits their finish. What is he doing?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Well, he's...
That is like a panther. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, dear. Wow.
He got up there good. But getting adjusted has not been easy.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
If it's the finish, it's a fine idea. The big boy just went for all of it and missed.
Okay, well.
But it's not the finish, though. It's not. But if it would have been the finish, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
Because it's the one.
I would have been fine with that as a finish.
To see. Yeah.
He misses. Well, what do we got here? Oh, we get. Oh, there's a coat hanger. Well, there's your call. Oh, you called it. Right. He's fighting back.
Brawling on the other side of the ring. AJ better get in there and break this up as quickly as he possibly can. Right? Someone's going to be filling out a police report because Chris Davis is dead.
It's a 51-50.
Yeah. No Eddie Van Halen references here. Oh, again, we're forgetting something here. We're forgetting a major piece of the puzzle here. And that major piece of the puzzle is Chris Daniels.
He's dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. But he wasn't the legal man, so.
Oh, my. Oh, God, that looks rough.
Yeah.
Uno
dos. That looks brutal. Uno dos adios.
I've seen
our guys execute that move well, but it doesn't mean everybody does.
You really got to be on the. Everyone's going to be on their game there. That looked absolutely devastating, which, again, it shouldn't look.
I mean, I know that's the idea, but that's, it didn't,
Deport LAX. Can you just imagine the outrage that people would talk in today's society with racist wrestling promotion? Yeah. You know? That was a good match. But they need to get out of there. Go. Bye. Get.
Yeah,
see ya.
They do.
No. Okay, Daniels, of course, after getting choked with a coat hanger for 2 minutes, is now trying to help AJ up.
Of course.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because I'm guessing Daniels saw that finish. So.
Yeah, let's get a little bit more heat on this here. You've made your point. This afterbirth is unnecessary. You've already beat him. You beat him pretty clean. You're relatively clean.
All right.
Coat hanger aside.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real rules there, so.
You beat him, now you're beating him. Okay. I understand going for heat, but sometimes there's more heat in leaving. Just an opinion. I don't know, Mr. Well, if I'm qualified to second guess.
No, that's
Cody,
fine.
Cody, who's been an international brawl.
You know what? If they didn't want to show that, they could have cut to this video package a little sooner. But
yeah, or they could have just said these guys get out because they
somebody should have told them. Yeah.
Let's just go. Damn good match, though. Cut a hell of a pace. Right. Has a lot of exciting high spots in it, while not being overtly high spotty. You know, finish looks like a killer.
Yeah.
Which is what it should look like.
There you go.
Thank God he didn't kick out of that.
No.
And that's the difference between wrestling 15 years ago and today's wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, well, Styles and Daniels are like, well, if we're not going to sell it like why we're dead, then why do we put ourselves through all that? You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Why would you do that to yourselves if we can't make sure that we sell it right?
Yeah. All right. The main event is yet to come. Yeah, I know Mike Tenay is getting fed stuff, but do you really want to be talking about how great the crowd response was? And AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels could be dead, blah blah blah,
Yeah, sometimes we lose
these rotten bastards,
a little bit of the stuff.
All right, video package time. It's Sting. Sting has returned to TNA at the start of 2006. and he's been on a one-man crusade to rid TNA of Jeff Jarrett.
Absolutely, and they've been building it up and building it up, and we're finally here.
Yeah,
we're finally here, and again, that's what it should be.
Right.
And we went through every conceivable of their Spirit of 76 thing.
Yeah.
He been in Big Papa Pump.
Yeah. It's just Christian turns on him. Oh my goodness, yeah.
It's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yep.
And that's good. You know, all things should happen as long as you're going to finish it. If you're not going to finish it.
Even if this isn't what happened, your video package should definitely make it look like it was what happened.
Yes.
Oh, my. Here we go. All right, he's coming for Jeff Jarrett. So what's Jarrett gonna do to keep his title?
Well, obviously he's gonna tell us all how he's gonna do whatever it takes.
Well, here's Kurt Angle. Be very afraid. Okay. It's time. Okay. Sting's career on the line. Thank goodness.
The career, the title. The gimmick ref.
Yep.
We're throwing everything at it here.
Right.
No matter what you want to say. And how long would it be before Special Enforcer Angle really wanted to kick the shit out of World Champion Jeff Jarrett? Probably within a year, right?
2 years, yeah. Not too much longer. You haven't even heard that bit. Let's see. All right. Yep. Sting is a pro longer than Jeff Jarrett. Sting has disappeared this past 2 months. He has transformed himself into a guy with slightly different face paint. Meanwhile, Kurt Angle is your special guest referee, guest enforcer.
We all know his story. When did this take place?
2006. October, yeah.
I mean, I know the year, yeah. So Angle had been out of Vince. But four months.
Yep.
Yeah.
And people weren't sure exactly what sort of vetting process TNA did before deciding to bring him in.
Well, they saw a guy who was a major league name.
Right.
They ignored everything else. That's very obvious.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Jeremy Borash is in the ring, and it's time for your main event.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This was a very enjoyable promotion at times.
Yes.
And every live event I ever went to of theirs, yeah. I enjoyed.
I agree with that.
You know, I think they had a very good fan experience, you know.
They definitely were out to get a good fan experience. And part of the reason for it is they wanted to get the merchandise money, you know.
Yes, because sometimes there's more money in that on the broader scale than it is on ticket sales in some case. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, here he is, your Olympic gold medalist. Oh, yeah, and by the way, next month it's Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe.
Yes, and the match they've already built up in the week of this event.
But, well, I mean, hopefully you still want to see it. You've screwed Vince, now screw Sting. Oh, lovely. All right. Champion comes out first.
Got his new shirt already and everything.
All right.
Champion coming out first bugs me.
Yes, it bugs me too.
They do a lot of that now.
I'm sure the reason's not a good enough one. So.
For babyface pops.
Yeah.
What about babyface pops? Nothing else. It just follows the natural way of doing things is to introduce a guy that people don't like and then introduce a guy that people do.
I understand that, but it's a championship.
But I disagree. I agree with you. I think the champion should always be.
I do too.
Should always be second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't care who the biggest star is.
Is John with Kurt Angle?
So he's not in the ring, Riffin. He's just the ringside enforcer.
Right.
Rudy Charles. Is that Rudy Charles who's going to be our ref?
I think so, yeah.
Jared's as big as he ever would be in his career right here, physically.
Oh, yeah.
He's at the top of his game. I mean, he has some excellent, excellent matches. I mean, the quality of Jeff Jarrett's work is so underrated by people who like to dig in on the guy saying he put himself over and it was his promotion and his daddy's money. And that's nonsense. You got to have a heat. Heat has to come from somewhere. He is probably the most well-rounded performer on the roster. Maybe not the most spectacular, but the most well-rounded. And definitely, you know, from the guys that I saw, the best heel.
Well, I mean, okay, that's still an argument. The argument was, there's a couple ways to look at it. First of all, yes, what you say is true. However, Jeff Jarrett is the guy who should always have a place in this company and a significant place. But the question is, you know, how many times do you go back to him as champ? How long do you keep it going? And the booking issues, which, you know, Jarrett only had some to do with.
There's a certain amount of validity to what you're saying. I mean, you can override any horse,
right?
You know, that's not in question here. But you know, I mean, I would say by this time, this is 2006. This promotion's 4 years old. He's been the top guy. How many times has he lost the title up to this point? I mean, how many times have they tried to go with somebody else and they brought it back to him? In some ways, the modern day player for them.
Yeah. And I think part of the problem was they were changing the title too much.
Yeah. You know, I've heard people complain about Roman Reigns. So he's had the belt.
Oh, gotcha. Well. The Roman Reigns thing is a different problem. I mean, not all problems are the same, unfortunately.
Well, sure, no, I got you. But some people talk about how they switch the title too much, and then they keep it on the same guy, and then it's too long. I mean,
that's true. I mean, there are people like that. Yeah.
You know, I think that to me, at this point in time, right where we're watching, if we're transporting ourselves back to 2006, October 2006, and we're watching this match here, and we're seeing Jeff Jarrett, who's had the belt and lost the belt and had it back, and he's taken on the number one baby face that they have, who's a big name in the business.
Right.
With a special enforcer referee. This is probably the point where Jarrett should have lost the belt, and it should have been the last time.
Well, Jeff Jarrett has played out like that.
Okay. I don't remember.
This is Jeff Jarrett's sixth title reign since TNA was launched.
Okay. So in 4 years, six times.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I think we're back to a booking issue. They're switching the title too much.
Oh, absolutely. In 4 years. That's insane. That's insane. But who should be accountable for that? Well, I mean, whose company is it?
You know, I mean, Jarrett's one of the guys running it. So, I mean,
he's as responsible for those decisions as anybody. Nice arm drag. Always been a big arm drag fan. Mm-hmm. Especially flying arm drags.
But I mean, this would be significant in that it's Sting's first NWA title win since, you know, he was NWA champion in what, 90, 91?
Yes.
I mean, there's significance on that level, you know?
Sure. No, I mean, yeah, if we're trying to tie things together, yes. I tell you, one of the things that right away, one of the things that I've noticed that I didn't notice in the previous match, and I didn't notice it in some of the other matches earlier on the show, these guys are standing up very tall. And what I mean by that is, like, when you're in there working, you shouldn't be all crouched and all bent over and everything else. You got to, if you're standing tall, it helps assist the illusion. It's not like you're automatically going to have a great match because you're standing tall, but you will come across like bigger stars, and thus your match will usually get over bigger when you're standing up tall. You know, or maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know if I'm explaining it well.
I think you're doing a good job explaining it.
Okay. Yeah. We used to have these conversations a lot, so you know where I'm coming from.
I do. Okay. Oh, let's see.
Leapfrog by Jared. Coming back at it. Duck it. Ooh, big right hand. Right hand from that's an old Tennessee right hand right there. Sting's already a little bit rocked here early on. Mm-hmm.
This part I like. I've enjoyed this so far. So.
Yes. Sting hasn't really had much in the way of shine here, but I think that's kind of part of the story.
Right. chasing Jarrett so long, you finally get him. You can't have the guy who's like your champion and your six-time champion look like a chump here. So.
Yes.
He's got to be more. This isn't WWE. He can't be just a bunch of cheat codes. He's got to, you got to show that he wrestles and he can wrestle.
Almost in the layout of this match so far, from what I've seen, it's almost like Sting is being portrayed more as the heel, as far as the actual wrestling aspects of this. It's just, again, my general belief that unless there's a huge reason for it, the babyface should always look strongest in the beginning. Because, with the first couple minutes, that's when they should be most excited to see him. He's taking off his jacket. He's high-fived everybody. He's the star. And, again, you don't want Jarrett to look like a chump, but you also, in portrayal, you want the guy who you want the people behind to look the strongest.
Yes.
Out of
the gate, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Oh, he just spit a loogie in his face. It stings hot now. Couple rights. Big reversal by Jarrett coming off. Oh, going for it. Nice power bomb from the Stinger. That's one of the playbook.
A move you don't see him do very often. So, yeah.
Yes, I like that. A little bit of variance. It'll not make everything so predictable. Bring something different to the dance.
Okay.
Ooh, a little snake eyes action there.
There you go.
Up and over.
That's our
nicely
thing.
Done. Yeah, I'm adding 5, 3, 2, 1. I'm getting ready to hit an advertisement here. But okay, so things finally found a little bit of far. 2, 1. I'm skipping the ad. Okay, we're back. 2, 1.
I've got Sting. I got Jarrett and Angle jawing here and on the outside.
Big show. Little T to T here between these two.
Yeah. Angle saying, get back in the ring.
You can't shove me. You just shoved him. Angle's not going to take any of it.
Nope.
And nor should he.
Yep.
There's a guy everyone who knows is as real as real gets.
They haven't really teased the which side is he on part of the deal, though, which is something you expected more of.
Yeah. Yeah, because... but. He didn't have any history with either of them. And that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And it was when he was coming off Vince's TV, what was it? Was he a heel or is he a baby face? They want to remember.
Let's see. I want to say he was a heel, actually.
You know, what's funny about that is because even like when heels historically switch promotions, if you wanted to make him a baby face, you could.
You can, yeah.
Very easily. And, you know,
okay, here we go. Let's see, I might be ahead of you, but they're fighting on the ramp
now. Angle just snatched a chair away from Jarrett, yep. So now I think they're this thing's just standing there. Oh, bell ringer, let's go take a walk.
Rock and roll.
So, yeah, big suplex. Yeah, it used to be. I don't know what, you know, sometimes these guys are trying to reinvent the language and stuff, but something like that, when they were going to go out on the floor, they would call it taking a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Stinger's got the chair now. Is Angle going to stop him? He absolutely has to stop him. You know, I like when I'm using special referees. I like there to be. Oh, Angle just got dropped.
Down goes Angle, and there we go. Jarrett's got Sting.
All right. Man, he's even on the roll. I think he stomps Sting's feet. Stomped Angle on the head.
Okay, I got Jarrett's getting Sting back into the ring.
Anyway, what was I saying? All about special refs and enforcers. I think that if you've got a babyface ref, I think it's great for him to have early on have that tension with the other babyface.
Right.
You know, because it creates like that idea. Oh, wait a second. Maybe this isn't going to be as this won't necessarily be as cut and dry as you think.
Okay. Well, hold on. All right. Well, Jarrett's got him. He is trying to apply the sleeper.
Oh, duck the elbow. Well, now he's got the sleeper. All that greasy paint and stuff, you know, off of Sting is all over Jarrett. That's probably not making it very easily to apply the sleeper.
Yeah, Angle. Okay, Angle was a heel in WWE. He had lost it. He had lost his title at WrestleMania 22. Then they moved him to ECW, and he had a feud with Orton in a feud with RVD, and then he left. So.
Yeah, so heel coming off the TV in a spot like this, he's probably going to be a baby face.
August 2006,
sure. Double clothesline. Oh, double cross body. Oh.
And they're down, and there's a double count.
I think that Tony Khan ought to hire Jeff Jarrett and have him go to do Ring of Honor.
Well, he might. I mean, I don't know what he has planned for Ring of Honor. I don't think a lot of people know what he has planned for Ring of Honor yet. So
I know he sent a whole bunch of guys over here the other week for their pay per view. And when you got that kind of talent, you know, you could.
And here comes Kurt Angle. I think Kurt Angle wants to take over as the regular referee. That's what I think. I might be going out on a limb there.
It's very impressive, but not a real good way to display that you are worthy of the authority status.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it doesn't tell me you're going to call it down the middle either. So.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, it's Atomic Drop. It's a clothesline. Okay, Sting's coming back.
Oh, so I like that backhand punch Sting throws.
Yeah, that is a nice one. All right, he's got him. He's Spitzinger Splash. Scorpion Death Drop. That should do it right there. Jarrett gets the shoulder up. Oh, man.
Oh, Stinger Splash. I'm a little behind you. Yeah, Scorpion Death Drop.
Yep.
Angle once, twice, three. Man, that was that three count and that kick out or whatever was like kissing your sister. That was just a crowd deflator.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I'll have to share this little bit that I just read online from you with you after after the show ends.
Oh, we'll okay.
And we discuss more brilliant booking.
Come on, you guys. Got to show a little bit of...
Yeah, they're struggling now.
So the kickouts. The kickouts are terrible.
Yeah. That's not even a kickout.
Yeah, oh. Oh. That could have been bad.
Yeah. That almost went really bad, in fact. All right, Sting. What's Sting going to do now? Well, there you go. Oh, and now we're going to have and now Kurt and Jeff are going at it.
Yeah, the entirety of their setup for the finish was Angle suplex on a referee. Yeah, now just shot those little stingers, and now, okay. You know.
And here we go off the ropes, and nope, that's not going to work. No, sir, that's not going to work. Okay. Let's try this again. I think Jeff Jarrett wants the figure four. And he's got it. That patented Jeff Jarrett move. In the center of the ring. Okay. Nope.
Put an Angle in here like this and having him work this deep and then a match was a mistake.
Well, that's okay. It's not the last one they're going to make.
Well, of course, but I'm just, you know, he should have got in there. The high spot to finish this match on a high note.
Well, would you have Angle wrestle before he wrestles Samoa Joe at Genesis?
No. That's not what I mean. No.
I'm giving this away now. But they do have Angle wrestle before the pay per view.
Well, yeah.
Because somebody's really bad at this. Yeah. Anyway. All right. He's got the ankle. He's going for the ankle lock. This is...
That would have been something...
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been something that was better saved for a Jarrett Angle matchup, not Jarrett basically using the Angle's hold. Yeah. Okay, no, that was nice. I like that. That was nice. Pulling through them, goes through the bottom rope.
Yeah.
Makes it look a lot more real. He's hobbled, but yeah, like any good baby face, he's going to grab his Louisville Slugger. Angle's going to, of course, stop him. Because Angle is a man who insists on law and order. He proved that when he suplexed the referee of record 5 minutes ago.
All right. Well,
my.
There's no sound on the guitar.
Oh, my. And the crowd goes batshit. Yep. Look at this.
There we go.
And now I get another, commercial break. Jesus.
Yep, well.
Okay. All right. Skip it. Dig, you're going for it. Scorpion, yep. Death, yep. Scorpion leg lock. He's got him over. He's got turned. He hasn't even got it into position yet. Clamped down on it. He's got it. He already loses his balance. And he did it. Sting's this year's hero.
There you go.
Good match. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't perfect in execution, but sometimes, again, as I've said so many times, sometimes that's good. I think it lends a realism to it.
Mm-hmm. This is the moment we will never, ever forget, Mike Tenay is going to tell us here.
I appreciate that, because sometimes I forget about all the moments that are going to last a lifetime.
I know. Me too. Me too, but then again, I'm married, so I get reminded of a lot of them, so that's good.
Get reminded of a lot of moments that I would have liked to last a lot longer than they do. But Stinger, back all on right. top.
There's your champion.
Angle's already disappeared.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Angle's already wandered up the aisle.
All right. And Jeff Jarrett's just sort of stunned. There we go. All right. Mike Tenay wants to thank me very much for being a part of Bound for Glory 2006. And I know you're a little behind, but.
Yeah, so when I'm there, Sting's walking around. Jared is dejected.
Yep.
Stinger's wearing the old 10 pounds of gold. Yes, thank you, Mike and Don. You guys did an outstanding job yourself.
Yep, I have no complaints with anything they did. So they did their jobs.
Do you want to go behind the scenes at World Championship Wrestling and find out what really happened from one of the greatest minds in the history of the business? The infamous booker behind WCW's success with the New World Order. Other podcasts weren't there. Let's clean up the fantasy bullshit. Give you real facts and real stories with the Taskmaster himself. Yes, this is Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan, available on the Creative Control Network.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com.
Thank you very much. Now, we go to what happened next here in our fine promotion. I can tell you that all the Torch reviews, including mine, were between 6 and 7.5. And I think Wade was topped out at 7.5 out of 10 for the show. And I think I gave it 7 out of 10. So, which, you know, being realistic, that's what it was. I mean, it's a win for TNA. It was a good show.
Pretty strong ratings. Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, what would you, I mean, I know this is hindsight, but what would you say?
I don't have any problems with that. I think there was nothing that was embarrassingly bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, any of us could sit here and play armchair booker 15 years later. And it was, like I said, it's largely what I do.
That's kind of
like the whole thing.
Yeah, right. I mean, I had the advantage of playing armchair booker then, so yeah.
Yes, but I didn't see anything egregious. I mean, little things like, you know, it wasn't stuff that ruined the matches. It was just little things that, in the bigger picture. But again, you're using these events as isolated events, as opposed to you're not seeing what happened beforehand, and you're not necessarily seeing where they were heading after the fact.
True.
My guess would be, just talking about like the tag team match, for example, how the LAX beat down Daniels and Styles after beating them so much, but that was like in a cage match, and I'm thinking that there probably wasn't a return match.
So I don't think there was, yeah.
So I
remember there not being one, and part of it was they were moving Styles immediately back to being a single wrestler, so.
Yes, but again, having him, they get beaten, and then they get beaten again, and then they get pounded after the match. That little stuff like that is the stuff that I'm talking about. It's like you have to be able, even if you're putting the heels over at the end, you got to let the baby faces have a little bit of dignity. Are you gonna kill them?
Right.
That was little stuff that I think they missed along the way that, adversely affected their growth.
Yeah.
In certain departments, as far as getting their talents over. Mm-hmm. Just a thought.
No, it's a good thought. Okay, so what happened next? Well, let's see. If you're following Impact, they went back to Orlando. They did their TV tapings on Tuesday, October the 24th. And they taped the Thursday Impact. And on that episode of Impact, LAX defeats the Naturals and keeps the NWA World Tag Team titles. And in a big reverse battle royal, Abyss is the winner and becomes the new number one contender for the NWA title, setting up Sting versus Abyss at Genesis. Jeff Jarrett takes 6 months off from the ring and focuses on his duties as, helping to run the promotion. But he would make it back in time for lockdown in April to amazingly help out Kurt Angle's team against Christian Cage's team. So there we go. Meanwhile, Raw was the next night in Chicago, Illinois. If you don't remember that show, on that night, it was John Cena defeating Johnny Nitro and then getting slapped in the face by Kevin Federline. Oh, boy, a name you don't want to see again.
Yeah.
And that's not the main event. The main event is Randy Orton defeats Triple H after Eric Bischoff hands Randy Orton a chair. So, meanwhile, Ring of Honor's next show was in Dayton, Ohio on October the 27th. And a lot of stuff happened there. Your ROH champion was Bryan Danielson. He beat Sal Renaro in a non-title match. The big matches on the show, Austin Aries gets the win over Claudio Castagnoli. And the main event, Homicide and Samoa Joe against Jim Cornette's henchmen of Steve Corino and Adam Pearce. Homicide and Joe win. Then get a beatdown from Corino, Pierce, the Briscoes, and of course Jim Cornette, and Corino ends up choking out his old enemy Homicide with a plastic bag over his head.
Oh, the old plastic bag gimmick.
Yep. So there you were. And I guess it makes, I mean, Homicide's one of the lead heels in TNA. He's one of the lead baby faces in ROH. So Cornette just being against Homicide on both sides, I guess they're just trying to make sense of it. I don't know.
not always easy. You got to be. I think it's hard to resist sometimes the temptation to overbook wrestling promotions. And sometimes I think that was a big TNA undoing. They just overbooked and overbooked stuff. And you can only, you should only focus on so much, and you have to leave a lot of the gaga for the main events.
Right.
And unfortunately, they were trying to do gaga five and six matches deep, and largely with a booker who had no understanding how to keep the gaga and make it make sense in the ring.
There's a story that I was told once, which I believe, and still can't make sense of it. When Hogan and Bischoff came into TNA, and Russo was still writing the shows, apparently part of the reason for it was nobody in the Hogan and Bischoff camp wanted to go through the work of actually blocking out the shows, and apparently they had to fill out format sheets for Spike TV to do the live shows. So yeah, so it's just a matter of nobody wanted to actually put in the work. So let's let Russo do it. That's just bad business. I'm sorry.
Yes, you still keep a guy in there because you don't want a guy who don't want to fill in spots and fill in the holes. I mean, you know, so a lot of guys are not, you know. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
Not only a Dusty Rhodes as a performer, but Dusty Rhodes as the booker. But some guys, Dusty was a good example of this, was a guy who was great at the big ideas, but didn't know how to fill in, or wasn't the guy to fill in all the holes. That's what you have ordinarily, you have an assistant booker for. That's why he had J.J. Dillon. J.J. Dillon filled in all the holes, filled in all the little gaps. Dusty would write down the bigger vision, the bigger matches, what he wanted to do, who he wanted to work. J.J. would fill in the spots. Like, here, well, wait a minute, we've doubled. So nothing looked like everything else.
Right.
And you have to have that guy. I've never been a huge proponent of Vince Russo under any circumstances, but obviously a guy when he has power and authority, he is a bigger, I think he's a bigger idea guy. I don't necessarily know that he has a vision, a bigger idea guy, but he didn't know how to, I don't think he really understood how to wrap stuff up.
No, he didn't. I think that one of the things he did well, I mean, I might fit the assistant booker thing, is he would have ideas for the undercard guys, and you know, he could actually get them through whatever process Vince McMahon had, so that you had, you know, and maybe it helps that things were hot on top. So that you had, you know, undercard guys in storylines, and not just being, you know, even if they're not big storylines, and not just being thrown out there.
When you're hot, everyone gets over.
True.
I mean, everything gets over. I mean, people, we used to go watching those shows, they'd go nuts for some of the least charismatic guys in the business. And yeah, you know, I'm not trying to dump on anybody, you know, like one, I'm going to use one name in particular, who a guy who I know who could, you know, knock my head right off, is Steve Blackman.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Steve Blackman, for a while, was very over. And he was very over without having a tremendous amount of promo ability or personality. But he was over because when it's all hot, everyone's hot.
Well, see, he came off as an ass kicker, you know, which is,
yeah,
which is helpful. Which is, you know, you got to have some of those. So.
Yes, you do have to have a few of those. They're called baby faces.
Right. Well, there you go. So that's where we were in professional wrestling at that point in October of 2006. And we're not going to stay in October of 2006. Don't know exactly what we're getting, but I can tell you we will get, we'll have something different next week, and it's going to be from the 80s or the 90s. I know that helps.
One way or the other, we're still in business. We're back in business, and we'll have a whole new set of business to talk about. A whole bunch of new things to cover. We're not new, but
a lot of hoo-ha.
Yeah, new stuff for the week that we're doing it.
Yep, very true. And we're looking forward to
what we do here.
And we're looking forward to getting that done and getting through to episode 400, which. And we're excited about hitting that landmark, which not every podcast gets to.
Yeah, so it's the perseverance of guys like you yourself and the perseverance of Jim Valley to have brought this show this long. I think this is probably what my 10th or 12th week here in the
if you were willing to do a wrestling promotion with me for such a long time, then you're stubborn. You know, our stubbornness I think is well known. So.
Well, yeah, we dug in our heels more than one time. Lord Almighty, I just, you think about that in so many ways, and you bringing it up. I mean, all the years and all the conversations and the phone conversations and sitting in locker rooms in little tiny towns in West Virginia and combing over it. It's a labor of love. It's right. It's also something, the wrestling's a business that is best if you can lock yourself into it. Because if you lock yourself into it in a way that you are determined that you're going to put the best stuff forward, then you're going to put your best stuff forward. And you may, TNA was, again, they did a lot of great stuff. They made a lot of miscues, but it's easy for any of us to sit here and talk about their miscues. Yeah. But they believed in what they were doing, and they locked in. I mean, and how many times you and I would sit and argue not in a rival type of a way,
in a friendly way,
because we're together sharing money and sharing costs and so forth. And we're trying to determine what's the best way to do this. We're going to come back here next month. What's the best thing to do? How can we do it?
Right.
What's the best way for us to draw the most money, and which is all this is supposed to be. This, every single part of this should be done for the purposes of trying to get to make more money, to get more revenue, to get the guys more over. And if you're not doing it for that reason, you are doing it for the exact wrong reason.
Yes.
You know, nobody should be trying to start a wrestling promotion just on the expectation of just doing this just so they can have some yucks. There's been enough of that. We were always trying to make money. Did we always have the best talent available? No, but I think we had a lot of very good talent, and we tried to make the best use of the good talent. We tried to make the best use of all talent that we had.
Right.
But everyone has a different role in a different spot in a wrestling promotion. Everybody can't be the mega star. Everyone can't be the champion. But it should all be dictated on who the crowd's responding to. And, you know, in a non-TV promotion, it's a little bit more difficult because you will go through a various number of tricks and things like that to try to get people to come. But if you're doing radio station giveaways or having your wrestlers go start fights at gas stations,
Oh wait, yeah, we did.
it was a staple. But you will try to do whatever you can to get over. I mean, what Richie Stevens and I fought in traffic one night.
That's right. Yes.
And
the cops showed up. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I'd like to say that we noticed a slight little uptick there. All of a sudden, people we hadn't seen—I don't know, 10 or 15 of them walked in the door that night. Sometimes you have.
I heard that wrestling was back in town. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, well, these two crazy yahoos just stood out here and fought on Route 220. You got to be committed to this, and you know, anybody who knocks a promotion I mean, you're subject to like and dislike what you want from the whole way up and down. This is an editorial moment here.
Right.
You can like what you want up and down, but when you constantly knock the direction of something, that you have no vested. I don't think anyone. Maybe I'm losing track here, but no one's doing bad wrestling on purpose.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well,
they
except
are.
Well, except maybe the Talking Shop Boys, but that's another story.
Well, that's a tongue in cheek.
I know.
Yeah, but of course, I mean, I saw that too, and I laughed. It's like, you know, but they got me. I paid $20 to watch it. This is a friend of mine. Program, and it was goofy, but it was funny in its own way. But
right. Well, I mean, I wish Impact had been able to take advantage of some of the things that they had going for them, a better job of taking advantage of it, and I wish they hadn't screwed up a few of the things that they screwed up, which have led to them, you know, it's led to them, I mean, they're still existing, but they're not a major force in this business anymore.
I think it's just you have to be able to know when to move on.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I think that's a downfall of a lot of wrestling promotions, is that mm-hmm. you will go, if something gets hot, you'll keep going back to it, but sooner or later it's the law of diminishing returns.
Right.
Or it's like maybe people have just seen enough of this. Again, I think we talked about that earlier, and I may have missed what you said, but Jeff Jarrett took off from when? From this point, and he was
gone. He's off of TV from here for like 6 months. Yes.
Well, you can't fault that because he blew off his big angle, and he left, and that's hindsight being, you could almost make the argument he should have came back sooner.
You could.
Because at least he was somebody who was people knew would be in the mix or expected to be in the mix. You know, maybe he only needed to be off a couple months.
Nope.
You know, so what would mean? But who was the next challenger for Sting?
Abyss.
Yeah. Who did we see him on this show?
We did. He was in the Monsters Ball match.
Oh, that's right. It was that multi-person thing. So that tends not to, it doesn't register with me. You would have had an easier time saying, hey, earlier on this card, Abyss beat Rhino and beat him convincingly, because that's a viable contender.
And well, that's okay because Sting wins the title next month at Genesis from, Abyss wins the title from Sting, so.
Well, okay. Well, no, we don't have to do that one. But
no, we don't. I mean, not anytime soon, or possibly ever.
Okay, again, so I mean, not all things are perfect comparisons, or you know, sometimes with the baby face, the chase is better than the catch.
Yes,
sometimes
I,
it's
no,
good
I
for
it.
A baby face not to be the champ for a long time. It's like he right. chased it for. It might have been better if he did it for more than a month.
Just a bit.
Yeah. I get that. But anyway,
okay,
we can sit here all night. We don't have time for it.
Anyway, if you haven't voted, go and vote on Twitter. I'm at Real Pat McNeil. The Twitter vote is up there for the next couple days. Shane is at one only Shane Shad one on Twitter. Jim is at Jim Valley, and we'll bring him in hopefully for episode 400. And please, whatever you do, leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us over on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. And before I get to the next part, I will point out that spent all day working hard on the show, but the Impact ratings came in way too low. I can't wait to be alone with Kurt Angle's wife.
Oh, wow. How long did you break this one?
Oh, a long time. He won 2 gold medals with a broken freaking neck, but now he's writing her an alimony check. I can't wait to be alone with Kurt Angle's wife.
Oh, wow. So if now Kurt, we can expect Kurt Angle to chase after you and kick your ass.
If Kurt Angle, I think Kurt Angle's laughing about it by now. So.
Yeah.
maybe not. Well, yeah. He got married again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know.
Kurt, I want to make it clear that I had nothing to do with the writing or the performing of said song.
Okay, noted. And if you'd like to know more about AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Homicide, Hernandez, or Conan, visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or The Wrestling Observer, or go down to your local library app and download your local library app and pull them up on screen because they're all in books. Shane.
Same way back time, same playback channel.
Yes, that's going to happen. But until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.